182 games, 147 goals. Borough's sixth top scorer. It's Slaven Live. Message, call, or WhatsApp. Have your say. 0330 043 2002. It's Slaven Live with the Dovecot. Spend your evening in the best bar in Teesside.
Joining me on the red, look at Red Radio, of course. Looking back at Saturday's game, some people described it as a nothing game. Neither team could get in the top six, neither could get relegated. But first half, I thought, was an average game of football. We did score on the 45th minute. Azaz got the ball inside left, set piece, back stick. Big clap, rose like a salmon, hit the underside of the bar or underneath the bar, 1-0 up. And then second half, I'm sure there was a few words exchanged half-time, and we've come out firing on all cylinders and ended up scoring another three goals, which was brilliant. Azaz, Lattie, Laugh and Gilbert getting the goals. The team on the day, if you don't know, I've written it down, just keep you up to beat. Dieng, Thomas, Vandenberg, Clark, Nailing with the back line. Azaz, Beleza, House and Jones, Gilbert and Lattie Laugh. It was interesting because Jones seemed to play more central, with Azaz playing more on the right Saturday. I'll be honest, it worked second half, it didn't work first half. We weren't really in it. And on the bench on Saturday was Dick Steele, Silvera, Lennon, McCabe, Matthews, Banguera, O'Brien, Greenwood and Connor. Just want to thank everybody that turned up at the Dovecot. The Dovecot, of course, sponsors this show. Big thanks to Carl, Andy and Vicky and all the staff. It was a great night. They looked after us brilliantly well, seven drinks, the food was lovely, and my big mate Pally came along and we had a good old chat, a bit of fun. He told some great stories about Eric Cantona, needless to say, Roy Keane, Sir Alec Ferguson. And we had a bit of fun in between. I had to wind him up, of course, that I did score two against him and Man United when Middlesbrough played them. And also, this I just want to plug this Friday at the Dormans, the three legends, Mark McDonald, Super Mac, who was in touch today. I hadn't heard Heidn Na Hair, and I was thinking, dear God, where's he gone? Is he gone underground like, can I say that name? Some guy from abroad used to live down a tunnel or something. I thought Martin was hiding down the tunnel. Anyway, he's came to the fore, been in touch today, everything's well, he's looking forward to Friday, and obviously Eric Gates and myself will be there. So it'll be a good crowd, good night, and as I say on my Facebook Live, whatever, if you're PC correct, don't turn up, you'll only be offended. Couple of topics going in tonight, you know, join us, please join us. It's 0330 043 2002, and get involved. You can WhatsApp us, text us, Facebook. I'd rather hear your lovely voices, the Borough accent. But a few topics. Lattie Laugh. He's been here over a year now. Over a year. Hitty missy, injured, whatever. Not really set the header alight. But in the last couple of months, I mean, when they talk about player of the season, I've always said this season, Vandenberg, Johnny Owson. Well, this guy must come into the conversation, Lattie Laugh. Amazing. 15 league goals, 17 in total. He's got a right side that doesn't really deliver on a regular basis. Hitty-missy. On the left, he's got nothing. And up the front, or helping them out, there's not a great deal. It's been chopped and changed and injuries and selling players, and Lattie Laugh just really came to the fore. Unbelievably good. Not just his goals, his work rate, his big heart, closing down, harassing, getting kicked, getting up, no moaning and groaning, getting on with it. Unbelievable attitude he has. So well done to Lattie Laugh. I can only say well done. Amazing. I still think his touch could be better, but that's cherry picking, nitpicking if you like. But what a turnaround for the lads. People say, oh, he's prolific. No, he's prolific if he does it again next year and then the year after that. Prolific, anybody can do it for one season. I think that's why he got rid of the Akpom. Maybe we were concerned that he wouldn't do it again. So anybody can do it for one season. I talked to him after the game Saturday, and I mentioned, I think his name was Warhurst or Walhurst. Played for Blackburn Rovers. Alan Shearer got injured. And Warhurst by trade was a centre-half. And I think it was King Kenny at the time. And he put him up front and everybody thought Kenny had lost the plot. Walker scored about 30 goals that season. And he was a centre-half, not a centre-forward. Could he repeat that and do it year in, year out? Unlikely. Because what happens, once you start scoring goals regular, people start monitoring you, seeing what you're all about, what's your pluses, what's your minuses. You're in the public eye then, everybody gets to know your game. And then it gets more difficult, because people see what you're good at and know your frailties. So, this season played 45, won 19, lost 17, drawn 9, 68 conceded, no, 68 scored and 61 conceded. I want a word for you out there, or yous out there, to describe the season. You know, I could say turbulent, average, unambitious. I've got a lot of one words. Can you give us a word that describes a season in one? You know, people saying, oh, the injuries. Injuries play a part in every team's season. There's injuries, there's selling players in January, there's loss of form, there's suspensions, there was the first seven games we never kicked with backsides. Loads of reasons. You know, the blinker brigade will say injuries. There's more than that. Don't kid yourself. Now then, Bernie, Pete and Ingleby Barwick here. What, you want me to come and visit you or what? What are you telling me where you live for? Looking ahead to what business has to be done in the summer. Can we take anything from the 4-1 result at Cardiff that we didn't already know? In my opinion, no. No. I always say, when you're under pressure, it's more difficult. Leeds United, 4-3, great game, no pressure. Leeds went with pressure to QPR, but QPR were under their own pressure. This is the game after us. And QPR goes and stuffed them 4-0. They were fighting for relegation, avoid relegation. So pressure's a big thing, and it's who can handle it. You see it, Liverpool blown to smithereens. Rangers in Scotland blew up. It's happening all over. I mean, Arsenal scored 3. I think I'd switched it off by then, and lo and behold, 3-2. Could have won it by all accounts. Hi, Bernie Jones Slaven. How are you, and how are you doing? This is for Scott Watson. Hiya, Scott. Any more talks at the Dovecot? And I can't wait till Saturday and see you there up the Borough. Scott, Dovecot was a good night. There was a good crowd, good food. Well done to the staff and everybody I mentioned beforehand. It was a great night. And yeah, there will be more on the horizon. We'll try to do them every 6-7 weeks. We don't want you to kill it, overkill. We want you to enjoy it. And very good evening, everyone. This is for Ian James Barron, who's a regular contributor. Everyone watching, hope you're well. You're having a great day. Well, no news about the mighty Dallow this week. Our season has finished. Well, yeah, that's the end of that conversation then. That's finished. But what about Hartlepool? I nearly fell off my chair last night. I was in there. I was in having a social drink. Lemonade, of course. No, it wasn't even lemonade. It was water. And somebody went, what about Big Raj Singh, the owner, getting ready, your man. I couldn't believe it. Unbelievable. Another manager. Another season, another manager. Dear me. Come on, give us your calls. I want to hear your lovely voices, your Teesside accents. 0330-043-2002. Come on, it's better if you get involved rather than me just rabbiting. I could talk for Scotland, England, Ireland and Zimbabwe, but I want you to get involved and you talk to me and quiz me. One word, garbage. So Leslie's come up right away, one word to describe the season, garbage. Was it David Warhurst-Byrne? His name was Warhurst, I don't know my first name. I'll bow to your superior knowledge. That shirt behind you is going to fall, keeps moving. There's somebody in it. They're hiding. That's a good spot, that, Leslie. You're very observant. Oh, it is, it's moving. I think it's ghosts. See, look at it moving. I can see it off the television here. Leslie, I'm worried there might be ghosts in here. We need to get a vicar in or something to you. Anyway, so the season, one word to describe the season. Saul Brin. I just put a post on before I come in here. Saul Brin, young Borough lad, young goalkeeper, been out on loan for a couple of years. Got player of the season at Swindon last year. He's at Leighton Orient. He's won another honour, or whatever it is. trophy. I don't know him for Adam, don't know the kid, but I know he's a Borough lad. And I'm thinking, come on, some of the duffers we've had and go up over here. And they're talking about Deng leaving. This is a perfect opportunity. He's 22, 23 years of age. Give the guy a go. Somebody did, well, there was a few replies, but one did reply, well, it depends how Carrick rates him and if he's any good with his feet. Well, I'll tell you what, Deng and all the other kids I've watched, good keepers, but with the feet, I'm not so sure about that. By the way, Deng nearly got chipped in Saturday for about 50, 60 yards, and he went floundering back and put it over the bar, and the television I was watching, the commentator said it was a good save. Well, it's his fault. He shouldn't be away out there wandering. Bernie is getting man-marked by a ghost. Spooky. Tell you what, you're dead right. That is spooky. I just feel in case anybody's behind me. What? Anyway, Bernie Hartlepool, shocking. Poor Kev. Place your bet now. How long Darren will last? What's his sick name, Darren? What?
Sal.
Sal.
Sal. S-A-R-L-L.
Good luck to him, but I mean, they don't last long, do they, Hartlepool? Yeah, it's as I say, Raj is in total control. It's his club. I think he's got it up for sale. By the way, I'm looking this way because there's a guy.
10 managers since Big Raj came in.
I know Raj. I like Raj, but I don't work for Raj. I might despise him if I work for him. I did a podcast a while ago with him, and I asked him that question. I know him away for the business side, and I like him. Big personality, he can be funny, but I don't work for him. And if I worked for him, as I say, I might despise him a bit loggerheads. And no doubt I would be with what he's got. 10 managers, come on, Rise, what's going on? If you're next to Rise, tell him, give him a nudge. Bernie's saying, come on, what's happening? Where are we now? Great win and brilliant to see Gilbert getting a goal. Yeah, that was his first start, wasn't it? However, to play devil's advocate, if we were still in the hunt for the playoff place, would we have played like that? Easier when the look, I've said this the last 11 games, there's been no pressure. Everybody had written us off. No going to make it. We're blown up. And then all of a sudden, the injuries were the excuse. And then the injuries came in for the key players. The top players get injured and were still kept rolling and get beat 1-11. That was against Leeds. The rest were with several draws, several victories, and we've looked apart. But there's no pressure. Just look at the Premiership in England, Premiership in Scotland, Championship in England, and just look at it and see some of the bizarre results. And it's down to pressure. Got to finish with a win on Saturday, that's with Mark Glasgow. Phil Back says, concerned nothing about a new contract for housing. Do you think he'll be offered one, Bernie? Well, I had to think at the weekend, and I was quizzed over the weekend. I'd give Johnny Housen one, definitely. Great ambassador for the football club. Never read any bad press. Great professional. Great appetite for the game. Wins the ball and gives it to people he can play. Leads by example. I don't know about vocal, but he leads by example. He is definitely one I would keep. The loanees, I probably wouldn't keep any of them. That's me just being brutally honest. He's used to goals, not ghouls. That's quite... Hey, I tell you what, there's a few sharp people on here, isn't there? Describing the season, I'll go there in a minute. Describing the season, I would say, interesting, Bernie. By the way, shirt is moving because of all the hot air in there. Oh, Stuart, man. These guys aren't saying a word. Poh, if you think this is hot air, wait, you see Mark McDonald on Friday. He could blow up one of the big massive balloons you got in the airway. Where are we here? I think Michael Carrick has done well this season. Let's be honest, our squad isn't great and he's done well with what's at his disposal. I don't know any name of that. There's no name of that. Hey, I tell you what, where is it? Alec? Alec, thanks for that. Hey, I'm not having a go at Carrick. Carrick's done well. I totally agree. 12 unknowns in the summer. Gets rid of 3 players in the January window. People say, do you think we had any intent going up? Honestly, no. If you think there was intent shown, we're letting 14 go last summer and 12 coming in, and then in January losing 3 players, 3 forward-thinking players. What happened if, hypothetically, what happened if Lattie Laff got injured 2 months ago? Who would we have been playing up front? Where are we here? Is there other ones? Are we looking for other ones? Can we see other ones there? Anyway, I want you getting involved. 0330 043 2002. Give us a phone and let's hear what you've got to say. There's a lot of talk about this shit behind me. Stop moving there, innit? Anyway, let's see. I always write a few down. I cop my thing Disney work, so I have to handwrite them, which is hard, and I can't even read my own writing. Cannot bear the safecracker Reynolds. What? You can't say that. Dallow, back in the day, he was my apprentice. I bet he was. Leslie, I can't believe they let you text from prison. He's in prison, this guy, Leslie. Yeah, Berlini. No, I'm Scotland, Berlini. You've heard of Berlini, ain't you? Know any famous people who was in Berlini? No? Any famous people in Durham prison? No? What am I dealing with here? What am I dealing with? Let's see. For Matt, good to see Gilbert getting a start on Saturday. Well, for me, it's about time. He's 22 years of age. He's a forward-thinking player. I want to know why it's took him so long, age 22. With Coburn out and young Kavanagh gone and Rogers sold and Crooksy gone. I want to know why it's took him so long to get in. 22 years of age. That's not a young kid. It's not a young spring chicken. But well done to him. Is this a wee indication, and it's only my thinking, maybe I've got a warped mind, some people accuse me of having that. Maybe it's a wee indication he's getting put in now. That's one less signing we have to get in the summer. Maybe that's the reason behind it. I don't know. But I thought it's a bit odd that he's been there all season. That was his first debut. I know he's come on and played 20 minutes here and there, but that was his first start. Pete here again. Is Senny good enough with his feet to play like Carrick wants then? At the back? Is that Mux One? Is that what he calls himself? I personally don't think he is good at the back. He holds on to the ball too long. He gives some suicidal passes. We've seen it at Hull City. We've seen it on Saturday. We've seen it a couple of weeks ago. No. I don't know how good the Saul Brin is. I've just read reports, because I've never seen him in a Middlesbrough shirt. I've just read reports where he gets player of the season at Swindon, away from home, so it shows you he can move away and make a bit of a name for himself. And then he's posing with an award today, and I thought I'd look at it and retweet the picture. I'll be honest, I didn't know what he looked like. I had to check that was really him. Obviously, you'd tell his height. Just in case Carrick goes, as we never know what is going to happen in football these days, who do you think will be a good replacement? Well, Philip Jackson, I'm big in the mouth, but I never get involved when somebody's in a job. I heard this under Warnock, I was asked the same question, and Pulis and all these guys. I wouldn't get involved in that, because I think it's disrespectful. Michael Carrick's the coach, not the manager, the coach. I hope he's coach for a number of years. But next year, I'll be honest, I think next year, you will find out where Michael Carrick's going with Middlesbrough. I think he has to. First season, amazing. Best football I've seen for 30-odd year. This season, disruptive. A lot of reasons for it. Next season, he has to get back on track. Dear me. Durham. And then he says a name, and then he says West after it. And then there's another first name, and then Hindley. But look, right, oh dear goodness. No. We're going to go to the ad break. Yeah, I know where you're going with that, Leslie. You should be locked up. Well, you're locked up. That's why you're in the jail. Listen, if you want to get involved, I don't know where we're going with this. 0330 043 2002. Come on and talk about your club, Middlesbrough. One game left. Come on. What's going to happen in this summer? Have a guess. It can only be a guess, because nobody knows what's going to happen.
Message, call or WhatsApp 0330 043 2002. It's Slaven Live. This is the
bird. Well, welcome back. It's 0330 043 2002. Give us a phone. I want to hear the Teesside accent. Loads of people get involved. There's that many avenues now. I remember years ago when I started the Legend Show over the North East, myself, Matt McDonald and Eric Gates, who are on this Friday at the Dormans. I remember it was just listening to phone calls, and then it was emails, and then it was texts, and then it was Twitter. Andy, hi Andy.
Hi Bernie, you alright?
Hello Andy, alright mate, hiya.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Just wanted to get a couple of thoughts on the Leeds game. Because I don't know about you, but I thought that was one of the best I've seen Borough play in a long, long time.
I thought
I just wondered why you thought that was the case.
Well, again, I think, well, we had no pressure. We were out to enjoy it. It's a Yorkshire derby, in my opinion. Some people disagree with that. Yorkshire derby. Leeds are a big outfit. They're chasing, trying to finish in the top two to get automatic promotion. So they came and the pressure was all on them. There was no pressure on us. We went out to enjoy it. And we looked as if we did. We scored three, but unfortunately they scored four. But as an advert for Championship football, it was a great advert for the Championship. You know, both teams were at it. Loads of goals, loads of incidents. The fans were brilliant. Both sets of fans really made a lot of noise and generated a great atmosphere. I never heard a bad word about anything. Everybody was saying, that was a great game of football. Met people the next day, no Middlesbrough or Leeds fans saying, I watched that game, it was a great game. So it was a great advert for Championship football, and I just wish there was many more games like that. But it was a great game.
Yeah, it was a good game. And just one of the, you know, we've seen so much in the Premier League over the last few months about VAR and, you know, whether it be Klopp or, well, whoever it's been, you know, there's been a few issues with VAR. And even sort of threatening to, you look at what, you know, came out of Forest and, you know, whether criticising the referees and etc. So there's been a lot of hoo-ha about refereeing decisions. Why wasn't more made about that offside goal at Leeds? Because, you know, it was clearly offside.
But there's no VAR, so there's your problem.
No, but, you know, it's like, how many more games are we going to have to suffer like this in the Championship? I'm not advocating VAR in the Championship.
Oh, we don't want it, surely.
No, but something needs to be done to get, you know, something better than that. Because, you know, that, you know, there was at least one of those goals, was offside, wasn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I never seen it at the time I got home, and it was too late. I never bothered looking because we get beat. But by all accounts, it was clearly offside. A man with a blindfold on could have seen it was offside. But, you know, throughout the course of this, I just think we're no better with VAR. When we look at the Premier League, we see howlers, we see goals that's given that isn't a goal and should have been disallowed given. And where we are, with no VAR. We're getting it wrong whether we've got technology or not. We're just mucking the waters. It's more confusing than ever. There's no clarity. Players are hanging about in the Premier League for 5 minutes waiting to hear a decision. And then when you hear it, they've still got it wrong. I thought technology was meant to help the situation. It's inflaming it. Everybody's moaning. I've said on this show before and on my lies, people pay to watch the football game. People are phoning radio stations after the shows, national radios, asking why that goal was allowed, why it was disallowed. And they're at the game paying 35, 40, 50 quid if you live in London, even 60 quid, and they don't know what's going on. For me, that's a sin. Fans pay to watch a game of football and should know everything that's going on, but they're having to phone radio stations because they've got stills in studios, watch the game, watch the repeats, so the guys in the studio can tell them. It's farcical. The whole thing's a joke. And talking about, you went to Forest. They've got Clattenburg. Clattenburg never says a dicky bird when he was referee. Like a lot of the referees. When they come out the job, they all want an opinion. They all want to be open and honest. But when they're in that environment, they don't want to say a word.
Yeah.
And that's what pees me off. I was a footballer. I had an opinion when I played. I've got an opinion now. I've always had an opinion. You've either got one or don't have one. You don't select, oh, I'll say this then and then I'll do it now when I'm out of the game. Clampett never says a dicky bird when he was a referee. But it's easy when you come out of the game to say it because you're not in that environment. You're not one of the funny handshake brigade. My mates are referees, former referees. But, yeah, that's the way I feel.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it was wrong what they did, you know, referring to the guy being a Luton fan and therefore cheating them out of results. I mean, Ashley Young must have been laughing, getting away with three of those chances. But I thought they were out of order. I thought Clattenburg was out of order as well, coming on and basically saying the same thing again, that the guys are cheap, which, you know, there's a difference between cheating and incompetence. And I think what we're seeing, like we saw at that Leeds game, is incompetence. And it's got to stop. I mean, if we'd have been fighting for a playoff place, and that goal meant that we didn't get into the playoffs, That's a lot at stake, Bernie. When's it going to change?
Yeah, but what you're saying, that goal, if it was disallowed, still when he gets in the playoffs, is getting beat by Rotherham, drawn by Rotherham. First seven games of the season, all winning. Turbulent, up and down, players injured, players out, players off form. We were never going up. I've said all season. I'm not a fantasist. I'm a realist. I'm a Borough fan. I love the Borough. But I want to shoot for the hip and tell the truth and no bull or spin or propaganda. We have not been good enough. We have had no intent of going up. And the real intent came in January, or lack of it, is when we get rid of Crooks and Rogers. Young Kavanagh, still a novice. But once we get rid of those guys, that told its own story. And if you don't get it, then you're a bampot.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that, Bernie. We saw the club's ambition in January. Just going back to, how they're playing at the moment. Obviously, 9-game unbeaten run until Leeds. Second half on Saturday at Cardiff was just tremendous. Really good goals. Great to see us getting a goal.
It was a nice goal as well. Nice chip. Latty Laugh was a great finish.
Yeah. Gilbert getting on the score sheet. Do you think this is, there's been a lot of talk, hasn't there, about build that momentum into the close season and then, you end the season with positivity moving into the next season. Do you think that happens? That feel-good factor around the club, do you think that will give them a boost going into the summer?
I think it gives the fans a boost more than the players, because the fans will reminisce and go, if we don't get beat at Watford, you go, tell you what, one defeat and that'll be 12 again. One defeat and 12, that's a good ending to the season. And the fans going into the summer months, but the players, they'll be thinking, where am I heading? Am I out the door? Are they selling me? So that's where the concern is. Some of these players right now probably won't say it publicly. Probably some of them know that their bags are packed, they're ready to go. I mean, that I've seen, I don't know if it's nonsense, but Hackney, Hackney's Premier League's, they mentioned it months ago, but it's resurfaced now, obviously, near the end of the season. Some people have been saying to me, Hackney, he's off, that's why he's not played. I mean, Hackney just disappeared off the face of the earth.
He did, yeah.
And so did McGree. And so did Foz. Yeah. And it does question, what is going on? What is going on? Mm. All the injuries, there's injuries to every player, I get that. But I think there was a lot of movement at the training ground. There was a guy who's been there for years who was one of the fitness coaches or whatever the title was. I knew him personally. He's in America now. He's been there for years and then, bang, gone. See you later. There's one or two other people gone. So there's obviously something doesn't sit right. And this season, let's hope the intent will come in the summer. When we kick off next August, we will find out as to where we're going. By who's coming in, who's going out, how much money was spent. And then that'll tell its own tale. Listen.
Are you optimistic, Bermie?
Well, as I sit at the minute, I've not got a clue what's going on. When I seen last summer, that's why I says we probably wouldn't get in the top six. And anybody can listen to any of my recordings all season. I have never once says top six. That was my gut. And this right now, I'm a wee bit concerned, knowing the way we operate. We are a selling club. There's nothing wrong with that. But as a selling club, everybody's vulnerable. The fans are the most vulnerable, but there'll be clubs looking, going, tell you what, they like him, like that Van der Berg, 90 years old, let's test the water, throw in a few million, they might sell us him. Hackney, McGree's wanted away for a while. He's not been in the team, he was out the team, he was in Asia Cup. Come on, there must be something going on, let's test the water. So there's a lot of big tests for the club and bigger tests for the fans, because we have no control over it. We can only sit and bout to what the big decisions are going to make with the guys above. Right, listen.
I just hope they don't let Latty Laugh go. I think that would be a huge mistake.
Well, he's another one. Latty Laugh now, 15 league goals. What do you do? Like Akpom, scored 15. Do you say, somebody comes in with 14 million, hey, we treble our money. Yeah, see you later, wee man. What do you do? It's a business.
Yeah.
I hope not, but nothing surprises me. Nothing surprises me. So Latty Laugh will be on the radar of clubs. There's no doubt in that. No doubt in that. Maybe clubs for abroad as well. Right, listen, thank you very much for your call. Cheers, Patrick. We were never going up this season, Bernie. Bernie, you caught me. I hope it's a misprint. I've been caught, what's that? Where has it gone? Hold on, you need to...
No? Down again? Oh, I was reading that out. It's disappeared. Hold on. Let's see. No. Down again.
We were never going up this season, Bernie. Just like a lot this season. Injuries, players leaving, drawing and losing against the bottom teams. That's right. I think Hackney will go in the summer and the goalkeeper as well, Dieng. I mean, it's all poppycock, really, but we like a bit of fun and we're all guessing because we don't know. I'm worried about next season. I think we will struggle in the transfer window in the summer. What do you think, Bernie? Well, as I say, Patrick, we don't know what is happening. Who's going, who's coming, how much money in the war chest. It's all hypothetical, guessing, and we can only hope and pray that it's going to be a great summer. You're correct. You never, ever says top six, but you didn't. We were good. Didn't think we'd go down.
You did say they'd go down to Chelsea, maybe.
Oh, I did say it. No, I got that. Yeah, Leslie, I'll bout you that. I get the Chelsea one wrong. I thought we'd be better than Chelsea, but when you're fanning about the batting after two goals, no, killing it and try to just kick them and push out and just keep trying to play tippy-tappy rubbish in your own half, we get walloped. Spelt it wrong, but I'm only kidding, Patrick. I do it all the time, dear God. Right, what was that name again? Neil. Hiya, Neil.
Hi, Benny. How we doing? All right, mate?
All right, Neil.
Listen, great result. Look,
where are you? Down the hall? Are you down there with Martin McDonald?
No,
I can't hear you.
Sorry, I'm in my car now. I hope you can hear me a bit better now. It just hadn't connected properly. Can you hear me all right
now? I can
hear
you. Go for it.
Listen, mate, all it was just like, you know, you look at how we're playing at the moment, and I know we've talked about this before and other weeks ago, a few weeks ago, Bernie, about, like, it's the end of the season, there's no pressure on them, and the lads are going out there, and because they're pressure-free, you know, we're playing a much better brand of football and we're getting the results.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look back, was it the first seven games we never won?
Never won a game in the first seven, yeah, never won a game.
Seven games, you know what I mean? So there's potentially 21 points. You know what I mean? And you put on top of that the Rotherham games and, you know, and like, listen, at the end of the day, the team we've got and the way we've been playing, we should have been, you know, I know it's all ifs, buts and maybes and all that, and my auntie was my uncle and all that stuff.
Hey, my auntie is my uncle.
No. You're done to Brian like this. But you know what I'm saying? It could have been so much better. You know what I'm saying? We could have been sat here now and we could have been already up there promoted. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, it's we've proven, I think, time and time again that we're a match for the big boys, but we just can't seem to act it against the teams down the bottom. And I think I've said this before, Bernie, I think it's down to fight. It's like when you're playing a team at the bottom, they're fighting every week to try and get 3 points. We were like it ourselves when we were in the Premier League. When you're down there and you're fighting and you're battling, you've got to battle every single week to get the points. Now, if you don't have as much battle as them when you come in them games, you're not going to get a result, and I think that's what's happened a few times this season.
I mean,
we just have, we've took teams lightly.
You've been a Borough fan for years, and you're talking about Borough struggling against small clubs. That's been the history of Middlesbrough. The big boys, you know, you write Borough off at your pill, you play the big guns, we get great results, great showings, and then you play the so-called minnows and the no-gooders, and we get done. And that's been the same story this season.
Without a doubt, and it just, you know, and I know, listen, you're right, I heard you with the last, someone on text there, like, we can't, you know, people are saying, well, next season we're going to give it a go. Well, how do they know?
They don't know.
We don't know if we've got Carrick. Exactly, we don't know if we're going to keep Carrick. We don't know if we're keeping Housen. We don't know how many players are going to go. You know, are people going to come in and, try and nick Van der Berg? Anything can happen, Bernie.
Exactly.
That's not a transfer. It's like, you know, so it's one of them. It's like, look, and I want to keep Michael Carrick. I think he's done a great job. He's come in, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
For the first time in a long, long time, we've got an identity. You know, teams come to us now and they know exactly how we play. Sometimes, to our detriment, a bit like Tottenham, you know what I mean?
I have to correct you there. We're like Tottenham. Last year we were like Tottenham, not this year.
No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is, we've got a way that we play and we stick to it like
Yeah,
Tottenham.
We do. Yeah, that's our DNA, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And okay, it's been to our downfall this season when we played Chelsea, obviously. We came stuck when we played them at their ground in the League Cup. But we play and we stick to it. And do you know what? It's proven better for us than worse, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? The way that Carrick's got us playing. Yeah, we need some better personnel. We can get a few better players in. Then, yeah, we could do something next season if we can keep everybody the same we've got this year. Okay, we know some are going to be leaving. We add to it, but we've got to add to it with better players. We've got to get a couple more players who are just that next level, Benny. You know what I mean?
Well, to
who
do
are like an 8 or a 9, or, you know what I mean?
Do you think we'll get players? Again, it's hypothetical. Hypothetical. Do you think we'll get players in the summer you can relate to and go, oh, he's a good player? Or do you think it's going to be unknowns and novices again, apprentices?
I would like to think that now Carrick has settled in a bit. Listen, the lad played for Manchester United.
And we've not had a player for Man United. We've not had one player.
No, we haven't. Now, don't get me wrong, Bernie. What we don't want is any of them fest teamers for Manchester United, because they're all like bloody yard horses at the moment. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, so no. But on a serious note, can Carrick? You know, he was well liked there, mate. He was the number two to Solskjaer and all that when he was there. You know what I mean? So he must have a little bit of pulling power.
No, do you know what I believe? I believe with Carrick's success, 10 years as a player or more, he did a bit of the coaching, he was manager for a couple of games, well respected, great pedigree, great history at the Theatre of Dreams. And that tells me the coaching position, he must know young lads in there. And he must be in Toby lads.
Definitely.
And I bet he's quizzed them. They've went, yeah, we'd love to come. And then it's when he... the director of football, who then in return goes to the chief exec, the chairman, and then it's down to finance and money. And I bet you that's the reason. Carrick must have been. You don't stay at a club all those years and don't have contacts and inroads and not bring anybody here.
No, you're definitely right. And you know what I mean? And now when you've just said that, Bernie, what it probably comes down to is pound, shillings and pence at the end of the day.
That's what the game of football is about, business.
Exactly. Some of these 17, 18-year-old kids are probably on 30, 40, 50.
Well, who's the lad that was at Sunderland under Mugger? The centre-forward. He went back to Man U. Diallo. Right.
Yeah,
He came alone. I'm not a big advocate of loan players. Don't really like them. But he did brilliant. Scored against us. I think it was a free kick that day. Anyway, returned to Man United. Did pre-season. I think he was in the first team. Then he got injured. I bet he's still floating about. He would be ideal. Imagine him and Lattie Laugh up front.
Oh, mate. Like, listen.
I'm turning into a fantasist.
Like, look, no, listen, no, you're turning into a proper Borough fan, Bernie. That's what it
is,
mate.
Well, Bammy, yeah.
exactly, mate. No, listen, I just want to say, like, look, we've got one game left. So on a serious note, right, there's been a message going about at their last game against Watford, there's a young boy unfortunately passed away, and I think they're asking the fans to basically do a round of applause. And I'm not sure at the minute, and I'm going to have to find out. And what I will do, Bernie, I will try and get the details back to the Red and let them know.
Well, listen.
They're asking the Borough fans. There's a young lad, he's only 14, 15.
No, but sorry for interrupting you. This might be the same one, you know, right? I got a text this morning. A private message. This lad's not got my number, just in social. Hi, Bernie. I don't know if you will even read this, but I thought it was worth trying. My best friend, and then it says, he was a grandson of former Borough player Derek McLean. Is that the one?
I'm not sure.
He's just passed away.
I know his name's Joe.
Let me see if his name's Joe here. Put Derek. Do you know what? I think this will be the kid. But he looked after, he was a relation to former Borough player Derek McLean.
Yeah.
And he passed away, and he was a carer as well. So the lad did ask me, and I said I'd pass it on to the club. I don't know what they can do. He was looking for some assistance or...
Yeah.
So...
Well, look, what I'll do with Bernie, all it was, like I said, I saw it on social media, and there's a young lad, so it was just to say to the Borough fans, look, if you see the message, let's get behind this kid. He's only a young kid. And for the family, you know what I mean? That's what we're about in the Borough. It's about looking after each other.
Get the name, we'll plug it out there. I'll put it on my social network. If I've got the name wrong, you've got the right name. Let's do it. Yeah, let's get the fans behind them.
Fantastic.
Thanks very much for your call.
No problem.
Cheers.
Thanks a lot, Bernie. See you later, mate.
And if you want to get involved, 0330-043-2002. We're going to an ad break. Sit back and puff your cigar and drink your wine.
382 games, 147 goals. Borough's sixth top scorer. It's Slaven Live. This is
the best. Well, thanks for joining us. 033-0043-2002 if you want to get involved. Talk about your club, the Borough. Talk about one word to describe the season. Where are we going to go in the summer? Nobody really knows, but it's a hypothetical question, but we just want a bit of feedback. I'm told the 12th man podcast, which is on after the show every week. It's on after the show. Two or three lads come in, and their special guest tonight is Johnny Howson. And I would hope that the first question would be, Johnny, have you been offered a new contract? And if the lads, and I'll meet them as I'm walking out the door, if they don't ask that question, just switch off, throw your radio out the window. Right? So the first question, it must be in the package. Come on, Johnny, have you been offered a new contract? That's the key question, isn't it? Or has he turned it down? That'd be in the papers, that one. Damn long COVID symptoms. This is for Ian James Barron. I feel terrible. All I want to be is well after 2.5 years suffering and the symptoms. Sorry to hear that, Ian. Terrible. Bern, Mux1's getting heavily involved tonight. Bern, what position do you think is a priority strengthen first in the summer? Three centre-forwards, a left-winger and a right-winger. I'm a forward-thinking guy. I don't want another two centre-halves, three goalkeepers, four left-backs and three right-backs. I want to see he's going that way. Score more in opposition. Ian James says, RIP to the young Borough fan, heartbreaking. Never forgotten from a Darlington FC fan. And Trevor Charles says, you know what I mean. He sounds like Warnock. Are you with me? Are you talking about the last caller? I thought he sounded like Fagan. Remember Fagan? Him that used to teach the kids how to pickpocket and all that. It's in the movie. Can't remember the name. I told you that shot was going over. I tell you what, it's not going over. It's outside left, Newark. Where am I going? I can't even see my finger. That's scary. The other side. Don't know what finger it's on. Yeah, there, that one. Bonkers. This place is haunted. Honestly, we'll need to get the priest in here to bless it, man. It's out of control. So come on, give us a call. And don't forget, after the show, 12th Man Podcast, Borough fans, big Borough fans, ardent Borough fans, travel the country, watching a beloved Borough, spend a vast amount of money and give support and have done for many, many years. Special guest, Johnny Howson. And Johnny Howson, at the minute, he's in limbo. We don't know if he's been offered the contract, not been offered. Is he staying? Is he going? But hopefully tonight's podcast, 12th Man, will let us know the answer to that. Jojo says, Latty Laughs the boy. Akpom took over with your 21 league goals, Bernie. Yeah, he did that. And now Latty Laugh is going to take over Akpom's. Well, let's hope you're right, Jojo. Let's hope you're right. You know, records are there to be broken. And Latty Laugh has to do it all again next season, if he's here. I say if he's here because there's always a doubt, isn't there, when somebody's doing well, that the vultures are going to come and swoop and take them to pastures new. Nelly, great name, isn't it, Nelly? That was an elephant, wasn't it, Nelly? Hackney mysteriously went in the missing list and now rumours are rife he's off in the summer. Well, I've heard that rumour for quite a while. They are rumours, tittle-tattle. If he goes in the summer, then you have to say we've been hoodwinked. But I don't think he'll be away in the summer. How good do I think young Hackney is? I've met him once. Grounded kid. What do I see on the field? I see a 110% individual. I see him a tough tackling midfielder. He can drop the shoulder, play a good pass. To really go the next step for me, he has to score more goals and create more goals. Talking about the big clubs in for him, possibly. But I still see a lot of a room for improvement. Don't forget, he's still a novice. He's only been in the game a couple of years, first team Borough, and he's done brilliant. And I'm not the kid. I told him, I saw my goals when I met him, that he wears the number 7 jersey, and I was saying it in tongue in cheek, but I was serious at the same time that he should get X amount of goals. Well, he's fell short this season. Obviously, injuries have played a part, but to go to that next level, Hackney, for me, has to create more and score more with what he's got in his locker. I believe he's got it in his locker. I remember a guy called Fagan, who brought on to Buckingham Palace and sat in the Queen's bed. Leslie, man, you should be locked up in a padded cell. Dear me. Oh, dear God. Where are we here? Joe says,
No, Joe doesn't say anything. I can't even read that, let alone us. Pat says, the Eng rumours arrive, he is off this summer. I said this the other week when I was on here. Excuses, last week we weren't on because obviously it was Borough playing Leeds and I have to be there for a certain time. The radio says we don't want you because you're... Anyway, so that's why I wasn't on last week. But the Eng's rumoured, according to Pat, and I've heard the rumours myself, he's a good keeper, but I've witnessed better. Stephen Pears, Matt Switzer, Randolph. All great keepers. Two of them at the three were here for 10 years. Loyal, successful. Keepers fly by nights for me, just like a lot of modern players fly by nights. Deng, I think, is a good keeper. He had a couple of great saves on Saturday, but. Yeah. So come on. We're running out of time. Try and get another caller or two on. Come on, please. I'm not begging anybody. 033-043-2002. I have to look here because I'm not very clever when it comes to numbers. I'm sure you've already established that. Not sure if it's Steve Gibson slagging Houchin off in the press. Bin Ben. I ain't into politics. I ain't getting involved in that. Steve Gibson's the chairman, that's all I know. Don't know anything about his political background or what he is now. Not interested. I seen him on Saturday. Gave him a cuddle. I respect him. Don't agree everything that happens, but I respect Steve Gibson. What he's done for the club's been amazing. But regarding the political side, not interested. I don't vote. That's all you need to know. And regarding Bin Ben, you bonkers, man. Bin Leslie. I'm going to get Bin Leslie up. Where are we here? Frank says we need forwards at least two or three in a close season. I think I mentioned that earlier. As a forward-thinking player, former centre-forward, I want to see more forwards. Latty Lass carried the can single-handedly, banged in 15 league goals. That's a remarkable tally. His work rate's phenomenal. His pace is great. He's got half the size of a lion. No help up front. Azaz was behind him Saturday, but they're still a gulf 20, 30, 40 yards. They don't work in tandem. It's not a pair. Certainly not telepathic. Can't be only playing a couple of games together. On the right, hitty-missy production line. Hit the first man regular. Over hit the balls regular. You get the odd good ball of any quality. Ailing and the mains put them over recently. And on the left, there's nothing. So Lighty Laugh, the goals he's got with a lack of... firepower for the wings has been remarkable. As I say, 2 or 3 months ago I wouldn't have been saying this, but the lad's really, he deserves all the praise he can get, and as I say, he must be in the thinking for the player of the season. Unbelievable turnaround. Where are we here? Matty, we have wasted some money in strikers over the years, Bernie. Yeah, do you want us to go through them? Can we put another hour on the show? Put the 12th man back a bit, William. We'll go through all the strikers whose cost is plenty and could he kick their ass. Backside, rather. Justed. Rudy Justed. Michael Ricketts. Alves. Macaroni. I hear people say Macaroni was great. No, he got about 8 goals. £8 million. That's £1 million a goal. Yeah, he scored in the semi-final. Great goal. I met him last Saturday. Nice lad. He didn't set the header alight for me as a centre-forward. What was the question again? We have Bamford, Jordan Rhodes, Piero, forward-thinking player. No good. No good for... Nah. Sombalonga came in. I think goals per games, he was good. And then the last season, he got 5. My granny could have got 5. And then he headed off to Turkey selling kebabs or something. Ridiculous. And we bought him for £15 million. £15 million. And we get zilch for him. Zilch. I would love Ailing to stay and go for Cooper from Leeds, the centre-back. What do you think, Bernie? Well, you're on to centre-backs, Patrick. I want 3 centre-forwards, a left-winger and a right-winger, and probably another goal-scoring creative midfielder. I think that way. We've got Lennon to come back. Greg, what's up? Where are we here? Hi, Bernie. Great show as ever. Thank you. What are your plans for the summer? Do you think Borough should... go for, what's that, Sammy Smodic from Blackburn. Oh, he'd be a handful. Even if he is 20 million. Greg in Park End. Hiya, Greg. Hey, Greg. If we've got the 20 million and he's available, so I wouldn't even hesitate. I don't even think it's over to debate. He's a right handful. Imagine him and Latty Laugh up front. The big man knocking him like Skittles. Latty Laugh getting 20, 30 goals. and the big man chipping in with goals as well. That would be a partnership made in heaven. Hi, Bernie. I'm sorry to say that, Mr. Gibson. He doesn't want Premier. Peter Grassham. Hiya, Peter. No, look, we don't know whether Steve Gibson wants promotion or not. You think, as a businessman, he would want promotion, because you get promoted, you get boatloads of money. But people know that if you get promotion, you need to spend loads of money. You have to upgrade the stadium, the lounges, the staff, the players, to compete in the top flight. So, but this season, you cannot say that we set out to get promotion. First seven games, never won a game. Then it was hit-y-missy. Then we went in a good run. And then hit-y-missy again. And then in January, for me, was a telltale. It's not even an opinion. You must see it yourself. You can't let Crooksy go, Rodgers, Young, Kavanagh. You can't let three forward-thinking players go if your intention is getting in the top six. Don't forget, is it table's not in front of me. I think we're like 6 points off the top six, something like that. Game in hand. Not far away, but might as well have been 60 points away. Right, we're going to wrap up in a minute. I'm going to read a couple of these because I didn't even get time to moan thing. On the top of the striker, Rodrigo Muniz. Talking about strikers, Middlesbrough. All the bad strikers I've mentioned and people which cost a fortune. Muniz, who's at Fulham. He played a bit piece here. Never really get into it. Didn't really fancy him. He's one of the top players in the Premier at the minute. Scored on Saturday again. He's won the Player of the Month. He's banging goals in for fun. And the last few in that, so it's finished. Dirty Den, I like the name Dirty Den. Was he on the programme on the telly? Oh, Dirty Den. EastEnders, I can't believe he says that. I'd never watched that tosh. Do you think next season we will make a genuine attempt to go for promotion? As I said earlier, you'll find out with the comings and goings and what budget's available. And Gerald says, what a prolific striker Lati Laugh is. Yeah, listen, prolific, ready to finish. You hear the music in the background. Lati Laugh, one season, has to do it again next season and the season after that. You get one season wonders. I mentioned Warhurst. I'm no trying to put water on the and cool Lati Laugh doing, but he will know himself. The pressure's on even more next season. Teams know what he's all about now and how good he is and how ruthless he can be and his work rate and his pace. People will be marking that, but so will teams out there will be marking his progress and thinking, we're going to test the water in the summer. Right, listen. There's loads. I apologise again, I've not had time. Thanks for joining me on the red. And if you want to get involved next week, it's 033-0043-2002. And after this, coming up now, I think there's going to be a news, is there? And then we're going on to the 12th man, and they're going to be chanting to Johnny Howson. And the question is, and make sure they ask it, they're coming in, the lads. Make sure they ask them, have you been off the contract? And what does the future hold for Johnny Howson? Thanks for joining us up the border. Cheers.